From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. There's a motion to move the Marcy Kitchen double manslaughter trial, but the preps continue for the September 4th start date nonetheless. Attorneys are likely to ask potential jurors what they know already about the highly publicized case. The defense wants to move the trial out of Humboldt County because it believes Kitchen can't get a fair trial here. The motion is scheduled for argument August 27th, according to Lost Coast Outpost. Kitchen was allegedly drunk behind the wheel when she hit and killed her daughter, Kaya Kitchen, and her friend, Faith Sarnes, as the two 14-year-olds skateboarded on Eel River Drive. Kitchen posting $750,000 bail when arrested. She remains out of custody while awaiting trial. Cal Fire officials say they're just about at 50% containment now for the massive ranch fire, which has grown to 256,000 acres. The river fire, the second element of the Mendocino Complex fire, is 87% contained at 49,000 acres. Officials now say two firefighters have been injured fighting the fires, but the nature of the injuries isn't known. 119 homes and 110 other structures have been destroyed in the fires. The river fire continues to be monitored. Containment lines are still holding, and crews are patrolling the area for any hot spots. Crews are beginning suppression repair and continue to mop up the burned areas. The ranch fire crews are beginning suppression repair and mopping up in the southern section of the fire. The fire crews work to hold existing dozer lines and continue to add new ones as a contingency plan. In the northern section, fire crews are prepping structures and looking for opportunities to go at the fire directly. In the Snow Mountain Wilderness, very smoky conditions and steep topography make it challenging to attack the fire front directly. City of Eureka continue with sewer infrastructure repairs and rehab in the area of the Red Lion Hotel in Eureka. Work on the main line on 5th wrapped up this morning. This will be followed by construction tomorrow beginning 7:30 a.m. Next week, replacement of sewer laterals and installation of sewer cleanouts will be done in the vicinity of the Red Lion Hotel in Target. That phase of construction expected to last for 3 weeks. Work requires traffic control and detours. It will be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. Humboldt State welcoming back students for the fall semester, August 20th, the first day of classes. This year's move-in featuring a pop-up thrift store on Tuesday, August 14th. A second pop-up thrift store will take place during the Alternative Transportation Fair on Friday, August 17th in the Redwood Bowl Plaza. Items were collected during move-out in spring of this year, cleaned and prepared to resell. Proceeds from the sales go directly to the O-SNAP Student Food Program. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.